You are Locked On Bengals, your daily Cincinnati Bengals podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. Great to have you in on a Thursday. So much to discuss and get into. I'm James Rapine on Twitter, at James Rapine, at Locked On Bengals. Subscribe, iTunes, the iHeartRadio app, Megaphone. And probably wherever you get your podcasts, we're at. Thank you for joining us. Check out LockedOnBengals.com. You can email me, James Rapine, at ESPN1530.com. And if you're new to the podcast, well, it's simple. I give you a behind-the-scenes look at the Cincinnati Bengals. We've had a great week of shows. Our film review with Joe Goodberry. It was almost an hour long, probably the longest we've went with Joe since the draft. Speaking of the draft, we are going to get, like, if you're already looking ahead, if you're one of those Bengals fans looking ahead to the NFL draft, the most in-depth coverage you're going to get, and I promise you this, is going to be this podcast, the Locked On Bengals podcast, and LockedOnBengals.com. That I can tell you, because I have so much planned for the draft already. It will be newer, it will be different, it will be fresher than ever. And last year, I think we tried to give you every angle as well, and so much to discuss. It's Bengals-Vikings on Sunday. And by the way, if you're a local and you live in Cincinnati and you listen to this podcast and we haven't met, or you want to meet me, which I get it, a lot of you probably don't want to, but you're going somewhere, you want to go somewhere to watch the game, why not watch it with me? I'll be at Anderson Pub and Grill in Beachmont on Beachmont Avenue. Anderson Pub and Grill, and I'll be there from around 12:30 or so to 4 o'clock. So if you want to meet me, you can win prizes. I'll be with ESPN 1530 drinking some Bud Light. They got some really good burgers there, by the way. And I'm not just saying that because I have an appearance there. I go to Anderson and Oakley Pub and Grill. I've Oakley's closer to my house, so I go to the Oakley Pub and Grill. It's the same thing, only in Anderson. And the Memphis burger is to die for. So if you're in the area, in the Cincinnati area, and you want to hang out, watch the game, join me. Anderson Pub and Grill on Beachmont Avenue. I'll be there for Bengals-Vikings. And this game, it's interesting because Vontaze Burfict still hasn't cleared concussion protocol. Joe Mixon hasn't cleared concussion protocol, but he is getting closer and closer and closer. Last I seen, Joe Mixon was taking the practice field in his jersey, in his helmet. So I think he's cleared to practice. Who knows if he'll get cleared to play. This game, to me, I just wish, and you heard A.J. McCarron yesterday, this should be an A.J. McCarron game. Like, if you're the Bengals, why not put A.J. McCarron in? And they're not going to, and it'll be Andy Dalton. But to me, that's the thing, is because now you're going up against a really tough team. By the way, fun fact, Marvin Lewis has never lost to a former assistant. Never, ever lost to a former assistant. The only one he's not beat was Jay Gruden when he tied him last year in London. But never lost. So he does have that going for him. Going to be tough to do against a really good Vikings team. This Vikings team from top to bottom looks a lot like the 2015 Bengals. Dominant defense, better defense than 2015, to be honest. So the Bengals have their work cut out for them. And at this point of the year at 5-8, and I will ask you, and I want emails, tweets, at LockedOnBengals, at James Rapine. You can email me, JamesRapine at ESPN1530.com. Pretty simple. Do you want the Bengals to win? I want to see a good game. I want to see them compete. But will it be upsetting if they lose by 3 on Sunday? No, I want them to compete. There's no doubt about it. I don't want a 33-7 beatdown. Even though the Vikings are really good, there's no way I want to deal with that again. So I think we can all agree on that. But do you want them to win? I mentioned the draft. They're 5-8. They still have a little bit of a playoff chance, but there's zero chance. Like, there's a mathematical chance, but not really, because like 1,000 things need to happen, including the Ravens dropping 3 in a row, which ain't happening when they play the Browns, Colts, and Bengals. So to me, that begs the question. You're eliminated from the playoffs. You are a team that is in serious need of an influx of talent. Like, they need more talent across the offensive line. I say quarterback. Some of you disagree. And so on and so forth. So with that being said, if that's the case, do you then root for them to lose so they get a better draft pick, so they move up, so they can end up sixth or seventh. They're currently ninth and could drop. If they won a couple games here, they could drop to 12th, 13th, 14th. To me, if I'm the Bengals, you want to compete. You want to show, have a good showing. And Marvin Lewis sure as hell wants to win. Not to save his job, I don't think, but just to end on the right note. I'm not rooting against them, but losing wouldn't be the worst case. But what are your thoughts? Because I know fans, there are some fans that will actively root against them, and others, like my good buddy Mo Egger, who says, nah, man, I'm not built that way. I want them to win, period. We'll worry about the draft when it's time to draft. So I want your thoughts. You could chime in at James Erpine, at Locked On Bengals. Also, James Erpine at ESPN1530.com. I'm going to discuss a few other things here, including what Mike Zimmer said about Marvin Lewis. But first, a word from my bookie, because you know who's going to win, whether it's Vikings or Patriots or Steelers. Let me tell you this. Where you're betting is just as important as who you're betting on. That's why I always tell people to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been in the business for years, rock solid reputation, and they do 100% cash bonuses so you can make money without doing anything. And they have the fastest payouts. It takes 2 business days. I know that matters to you because there's so many websites that take forever to get your payout. 2 business days with my bookie. Lay down some cash, win big today. I'd only recommend something I've used. I've used it. I know you haven't heard me talk about my bookie in a while. Even when I haven't talked about it here on the podcast, I've used it. It's mybookie.ag. Best of all, you're going to get up to 100% bonus with promo code Locked On. So like Locked On Bengals, just use Locked On and you're going to get up to 100% bonus. Visit mybookie.ag. Today. You play, you win, you get paid with my bookie. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. I'm James Erpine. It's great to have you in on a Thursday. Tomorrow, we're going to do a Locked On Vikings crossover. Get more information on Mike Zimmer's Vikings. Obviously, Zimmer having a big year. Vikings 10-4. Sam Ekstrom of Locked On Vikings will join us. So make sure you stay tuned for that. If you missed yesterday's podcast, I talked with AJ McCarron. I talked with Andre Smith, and you should check that out. It's been a great week of shows. Thank you so much for tuning in. And let's dive into it here because I think these comments are interesting. And Mike Zimmer, obviously, he's very close to Marvin Lewis. Marvin Lewis said yesterday in this press conference that he's known Mike since 1983. So they go way back. They go way, way, way back. And one thing that Mike Zimmer said yesterday that was really interesting. He did a conference call with Cincinnati media, and he said, when he first started, as in Marvin, when Marvin first started, they weren't very good. He got them to a place where they got to 6 playoff games in 7 years. I think he's a heck of a coach. He does unbelievable things in the community. I learned a lot from him. I'm happy for him. In my opinion, he should be able to stay there as long as he wants. And Cincinnatians see that, and they're like, oh, my God. And here's something I'll tell you. Marvin Lewis is a good head coach. Marvin Lewis is a good football coach. Marvin Lewis is a good guy. Marvin Lewis does do great things in the community. And it's going to be hard to replace Marvin Lewis. Just like when you guys yell at me when I say that the Bengals should look for a replacement for Andy Dalton, it's going to be just, maybe not just as hard because it's hard to find an elite quarterback, but it's going to be really hard to find a coach that is better than Marvin Lewis. You might call me crazy, but I see a team that went 12-4, and since then, receivers have left, offensive linemen have left, they've whiffed in the draft, they've whiffed on defensive linemen, they've whiffed at linebacker, they've whiffed at safety, they've whiffed and whiffed and whiffed and whiffed and whiffed and whiffed and whiffed with a bunch of draft picks and didn't keep the guys that could play, and you expect Marvin Lewis to be such a great coach with those guys? To me, this isn't ending the way it should. It sucks for Marvin. They shouldn't be in this position. And a lot of it has to do with the front office. Everyone can blame Marvin. And Marvin, you blame him all you want. But he's not the one who wanted Cedric Obehi. He's not the one who made the call on Jake Fisher. Maybe he was on board with it, but he wasn't that. That's not the dude. That's not the guy who said, oh, yeah, Margus Hunt, round 2. It was actually Mike Zimmer. But that set them back. It set them back. And to me, if you're Marvin Lewis, that's what you take with you to your next job interview. Like, if he decides to walk away from the Bengals, which it just feels more and more likely, where he just decides to move on, why wouldn't you, if you wanted to coach again, go into the job interview and be like, yeah, so when we had a pretty good line, not a great running game, not great running backs, but good weapons around Andy Dalton, well, we went 12-4, and I almost beat the Steelers with A.J. McCarron as quarterback. I know I can coach. I know I can turn this ship around. My front office in Cincinnati let guys like Andrew Whitworth and Marvin Jones and Kevin Zeitler go, and I was so upset when they let my veteran left tackle go. I couldn't believe they would not keep him around and wouldn't pony up the money. And that is why those 2 years in Cincinnati, my final 2 years, were what they were. And it was a shame, but I think if our front office is committed to winning as much as I am, that I could come into your job, I could come here and do a good job. I think that's what Marvin could say. Well respected across the league, not just Mike Zimmer. Marvin Lewis is going to have a job next year if he wants one. You better believe that. I know some of you Bengals fans think I'm crazy. You better book it. Tomorrow, Locked On Vikings, Locked On Bengals, a crossover. Going to talk with Locked On Vikings host Sam Ekstrom and get his perspective on Mike Zimmer, perspective on a guy by the name of Case Keenum who's playing like 2015 Andy Dalton at quarterback, and so much more. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to catch me, Anderson Pub and Grill, all the locals. I'll see you guys there for Bengals Vikings. I'm serious about that. I'll see you there. Give away prizes. I'll be drinking a couple Bud Lights, Memphis Burger. I hope to see you there. Subscribe on iTunes, the iHeartRadio app, LockedOnBengals.com, Megaphone, Panoply, all of them. All of them. You can subscribe to the Locked On Bengals podcast. I will talk to you guys soon. Make sure you check out my bookie with promo code LOCKEDON. And until tomorrow, I'm James Rapine. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Locked On Bengals podcast.